We're joined by the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He was named head coach in January. He is a two-time NFL Coach of the Year, the only coach in NFL history to earn the award multiple times in a three-year span with different teams. 58-33-1, career record as a head coach and an interim head coach. Tampa Bay was 5-11 last year. They open up their season against San Francisco on September 8th. We are joined by Bruce Arians. Bruce, it's so good to have you back. How are you?
Good, John. How you doing, brother?
Good, Bruce. Good to hear your voice. Now, the first practice is scheduled for Friday at 4 p.m. So what's this time of year like for you, Bruce? Is it the calm before the storm, or maybe did that storm already start a while back?
Yeah, that storm's been gone for a while. And, you know, we've had quarterback school the last couple of days, and looking at the rookies and watching them and seeing what they retained from OTAs and their quarterbacks, and really, really pleased with it. It's a heck of a class, and just adds the excitement to getting to Friday's practice.
All right, so you spent last year as a broadcaster. How does it feel to be back in it and preparing for a season?
Much more normal. Much more normal. And I can say what I want to say now. The way I want to say it.
Was that a problem when you were broadcasting? You felt like you couldn't say what you wanted to say?
Yeah, the way, you know, I had to bite my lip all the time and kept catching myself. No, you can't say that. And just the first game I did, you know, Ben Roethlisberger threw a pass, and I said, man, he should have hit him. The tight end was wide ass open. And you can't say that. I said, I can't say that. And so, yeah, from the first game on, I had to watch what I was saying.
Well, I understand. Bruce Arians is joining us. All right, so you're coming into a position where the team is coming off back-to-back 5-11 years. You've been very clear, though, this is a group that can win early. As you said, quote, we're going to win. We're going to win now. Don't be afraid of it. Everybody's always riding the fence. Jump in the pool. It's going to be all right. What have you seen from this group that gives you that impression?
Well, I love their work ethic. And, you know, when you study those two 5-11 seasons, how many of those were close losses, that if we just play smarter, make a field goal, don't get a penalty, whatever, you win the game. So just making it a smarter team, it's a heck of a tough division with great quarterbacks in it, but that makes it fun.
Tampa Bay head coach Bruce Arians joining us once again. Now, when you arrived in Arizona, they were coming off three straight seasons without making the postseason. Like, every job's different, but how does this job compare to that one? Do you see any similarities?
Well, yeah, there are, but the biggest one, you know, we stepped in Arizona, we didn't have a quarterback on our roster. Steve Kime did a great job. We signed Drew Stanton, and then we traded for Carson Palmer. Here we got a young guy that I really like. I liked him in high school. I like him in college, and his work ethic is outstanding. So that's probably the biggest difference, having a quarterback in place. We were able to get Blaine Gabbert, who was with us in Arizona, who I like, and he did a great job for us in Arizona. So, that's probably the most exciting part.
I was going to say, I could tell you're really excited about Jameis Winston. Look, there's no denying his potential. What does his ceiling look like to you, and how do you go about getting the best out of him?
Put a better team around him. You know, run the ball better, play better defense. No, don't play from behind where he's got to throw it 50 times, and put the onus on him to win the game. And make kicks, you know. That's been a boogaboo around here for a while. Just put a better football team around him so that he can play quarterback. He doesn't have to be Superman.
Yeah, but there's so much talk always about the relationship you've had with your quarterbacks wherever you've been. So far, how would you describe the relationship you have with Jameis Winston? What's that dynamic been like?
You know, it's really an odd story, but when he was in, I think, 14 or 15, we had a football camp in Birmingham 10 years ago. And he came to it, and I showed him and let him put on a Super Bowl ring, not knowing what it meant to him. And he was one of those kids that it really influenced. And then I followed his career because he was one of our campers. And it's very odd that now we're together, and really, really excited about it.
We're talking to Bruce Arians. He is the head coach of the Tampa Bay Bucs. You know, another element about you as a coach keeps coming up in the mantra, no risk it, no biscuit. Drew Stanton's talked about that. You know, he says it's not just about being willing to take deep shots. It's also about being fearless, you know, the way you carry yourself. How do you go about translating your way and your confidence into your guys?
I think just being around them, and as they get to know you, and every day when you're speaking to them about how our approach is going to be, and what it's going to be, how we're going to play the game, how we're going to call the game. I think they love it and they jump in. You know, that's what they want. You know, they want somebody that believes in them and has got their back. So I think that's the easy part.
Yeah, Bruce, you talk about approach. You've also told the story. You were talking to Jenna Lane, in fact, recently about when you first got in, you were around a coach and worked for a guy who was negative. Like, what kind of an impact did that have on you, and how did that affect you going forward and your approach?
Yeah, I mean, one of my college coaches was always a very critical guy, and it wasn't coaching. Then I got around a very positive coach, and it was night and day. You know, the same players all of a sudden expected to win. And so, yeah, I think I learned a lot. I wasn't a very good player in college, but I got to play other teams' offense a lot and saw a lot of different coaches. Very fortunate to be around Dan Henning, who I thought was one of the better ones. Jimmy Sharp, outstanding. He was my last head coach in college. He kind of patterned one of the Bear Bryant guys. And, you know, it's just, to me, positive attitude controls so much.
You know, Bruce, culture is a word that comes up literally in every single conversation I have now with coaches and front office personnel. It comes up so often. I think people hear it and they kind of tune out, but there's no getting around it. It's so important. I mean, it's literally everything. How would you describe the culture you want in your team?
Accountability. I mean, it's just simple. Be accountable to each other. All your decisions that you make have to be geared towards winning and winning a championship. So if you're accountable. And, you know, we have a sheet we put up every day, every morning, every mental error, every penalty, where bucks are beating bucks. And we need to have that thing way down. And I think they got it now. You're just holding them accountable in front of each other. And so they hold each other accountable.
You know, in terms of mentality and approach and sensibility, you want your guys to be aggressive. You want them to be fearless and play without that fear, especially on the defense and especially in that secondary. How important is it then that the defense lets that personality come out and be who they are?
Oh, yeah, that to me, that's major, major. You know, and Todd Bowles does a great job of putting his personality into that defense. And, you know, we love to pressure. We love to attack people. So that no risk it, no biscuit stuff, that goes to defense too. It's just how we live.
Hey, Bruce, where did that come from? No risk it, no biscuit. When did you first hear that? Or did you come up with that?
I heard it way, way back, and it stuck a nerve with me. The same way I played golf, I hit a lot of balls in the water trying to hit great shots, but you ain't going to hit a great shot if you don't try. I still don't lay up, and I know I can't get there.
Let me finally ask you this. There's been a lot of buzz also about wideout Chris Godwin. Each season he's in the league, he's made some nice strides. How excited are you about his versatility, and how do you see him fitting in that offense now that you're there?
Oh, man, he should fit perfectly in what we're doing, because he's a physical guy, he's a big guy. We can use him in the slot, we can use him out wide, so he'll never come off the field. And he's going to get a lot of single coverage, because they're not going to let Mike Evans be over there one-on-one for sure.
Hey, Bruce, now that I've got you back in here, and now that you can say whatever you want, is there anything else that you've had that you want to get off your chest that you couldn't say before that you need to say right now?
No, I'm pretty good now, brother.
All right, here's the head coach. He was named head coach in January, a two-time coach of the year, head coach of the Bucks. Bruce, great to have you back, and it's always good to have you on the show. Thanks so much for doing it.
I think you're on. You bet, bro.
My man, Bruce Arians. Love Bruce Arians. That is such a great story that he told, that when he was in broadcasting, he said to Ben Roethlisberger, or about Ben Roethlisberger, that tight end was wide ass open. You got to hit him. Yeah, coach, you can't say that. I can't? That's the best.